What would your motherhood look like if it was centered in the gospel? That's the heartbeat of this month. How do we know what the Word of God says about motherhood versus what tradition has told us about motherhood, what our own experience when we were mothered as a child tells us about motherhood, what we see exhibited by our friends or by media around us? What does it mean to have a motherhood centered in the gospel? Join me this month as we look at what God has to say about this role that we play with our children. What do we do when in our motherhood we believe that we should know the answers for this season that we're in? This is a tangle that often I watch a lot of moms get in. I definitely have stepped into this and gotten tangled up in these feelings of believing that somehow I should know the right answers. I should be out ahead of this. Maybe I should have seen this coming. And so when I'm inside of it and I'm at a loss, I believe that my motherhood, this role I'm playing, I believe I'm not good at it, that I'm the flaw in it. That's what we've been talking about all month, is being confronted with this thought process. Hey, you are the problem. If you had only fill in the blank, and this week we're filling in the blank with, if you had only known the right thing to do, this would never have happened. If you had only known the right answer to give, that child wouldn't have, right? And what I want you to understand today is that is a lie that we can understand God's truth about so that we can walk in the fullness of understanding. First of all, motherhood is a role I play. It is not my identity. And in that role as mama, I'm not called to have all the answers and be out ahead of everything and always knowing what's going to be coming next. In fact, God has absolutely provided for my not knowing. Jeremiah 33:3 is an invitation for us. It's an invitation because God says, I know you're not going to know. And so in Jeremiah 33:3, he says this, he says, call to me and I will answer you and I will show you the great things and the hidden things that you have not known. So there's an open invitation here from God in the Old Testament that says, hey, I know you don't know. So I'm asking you to change your posture from, oh my goodness, I better handle this, I better figure this out, to one of humility saying, God, I don't know. I don't know why this child stopped sleeping through the night. I don't know why this child has stopped. I remember distinctly this prayer. I don't know why this child who used to be so potty trained and everything was awesome and now isn't. Help me to see these hidden things that I do not know. I remember praying this with my stepping into teenage kids going, God, give me eyes to see what their hearts are wrestling with that they may not fully understand. Let me see these great and hidden things that I do not know. We have been given the Holy Spirit. That's what Jesus says in the New Testament then. So now we have this Old Testament promise. Hey, pray to me, ask me, I'll let you know. Now we move into the New Testament and we see Jesus going, hey, it's going to be way better. I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit and he's going to come and he is going to lead you into all truth. He's your counselor and he's your teacher. That's what he says over and over in John. And then in 1 Corinthians, we see that the things that God has given and revealed to us, he reveals to us through the Spirit. It is the Spirit who gives us spiritual truths for the things that we are walking into and walking through with our kids. The Holy Spirit is praying on our behalf. He's representing us before the throne. And he is also leading us and teaching us. It says in 1 Corinthians 2, starting in verse 6, it says, among the mature, we do impart wisdom, although it's not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are doomed to pass away. No, we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God declared before the ages of our glory, for our glory. This is this calling of motherhood. We are imparters of wisdom. We talked last week, we've talked about being ministers of reconciliation, that we're ambassadors for Jesus. Here's another way that Paul is calling us. We impart wisdom to our kids, but it's not wisdom that we already have to know. Paul goes on here and says that what we have never seen, nor ear heard, nor heart imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him, these things God has revealed to us through the Spirit. Understand this. The lie that is going to impact you about you being the problem in this motherhood situation is when we move into new stages and seasons with our children, whether they're behavioral, emotional, relational, like whatever this, all of a sudden something new, it makes you feel unsettled or off kilter, or, you know, perhaps even insecure in your motherhood. And you begin to say, it's my problem. I should have seen this coming, or I should have the answer, or I should know what to do, and I don't. I want you to understand the antidote to that lie is the truth found in God's word. It is an open invitation to ask him. You have been given the Holy Spirit as a daughter of the King. That is your identity. You are a saved, redeemed daughter of God on high because of Jesus Christ, and you are sealed with the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit's role with you is to teach you the things that you don't know. So turn to him and seek him and ask him. Don't let the lie that you're the problem begin to be the drumbeat of your soul. Instead, seek his face. He wants to be found by you, and he will be found by you. That's his promise in his word. So we get to boldly approach the throne of grace with confidence, as it says in Hebrews, to find the grace and the mercy we need in our time of need. That's what we need. We need to know. And so we step in and we say, God, help me. Remember, your role, yes, is beautiful. You're a mom. Your identity is eternally, eternally determined as a daughter of the King. Thank you for joining me as we are centering our motherhood in the truths of the gospel. I pray that you will gain confidence and clarity to know how God sees your motherhood and invites you deeper into relationship with him. Thanks for joining me on the Warrior Mama Podcast. Are you ready to start praying God's word over your child's life, over their future, over their present, praying for their protection, praying for their decision-making, praying for their character to be different, praying that they come to know Jesus as their Savior and that they walk more in love with him than you ever have? Are you ready to pray that way for your child? A Warrior Mama's Prayers Journal is designed for the course of a year to help you pray confidently God's promises and truths, specifically for your child or for your children, journaling and watching God at work month after month, returning to the same prayers and seeing what God has done from one month to the next. It's simple, and yet it's powerful. You can grab a copy of a free introductory prayer guide down below in the links, but can I encourage you to invest your time and pray specifically, powerfully, and confidently the word of God over your child's life through a Warrior Mama's Prayer Journal.